KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, it's mostly clear and 35 degrees in Atlantic after a low overnight of 36. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. Our news is brought to you this hour by your independent insurance agents. In Greenfield, see Gail Stewart at the Adair County Mutual Insurance Association. Authorities in Madison County say two people who had been ice fishing drowned Monday in a farm pond about 4 miles north of Patterson. Dive teams recovered the bodies of 64-year-old Linda Lou Jones of Prohl and her lifelong friend, 80-year-old George Washington Pierce of Des Moines, Monday night. Sheriff's officials were notified about a possible drowning at the pond by Jones's husband, Larry, at around 6:45 p.m. Monday. The pair were last heard from by telephone about 4.5 hours earlier. Larry Jones told authorities he'd arrived home at around 5 p.m. Monday and at 5:30 took his four-wheel ATV to check on the pair at a pond near his home. That's when he saw Pierce's pickup, the ice fishing equipment on top of the ice, and a partially submerged bucket in the water. He also saw a hole in the ice that was several feet wide. Madison County Chief Deputy Sheriff Jason Barnes said the hole was about 10 feet from the shore. The pond in that area was about 7 to 8 feet deep. News time is 7:07.
The Right Insurance Company makes your life easier. There's more to shopping for insurance than price. Some companies specialize in one type, others in another. That's why your independent agent can select the program for you that best suits your particular needs. That way, you get the best company. Your independent agent can tell you which company gives the best service and rates for your needs. You can rest assured that you're getting the best value by using one of these agents. See Brocker Carnes & Carnes Insurance, your independent insurance agents in Anita, Atlantic, and Council Bluffs. In Avoca, see Gary or Deanna at the Western Iowa Insurance Agency. Your independent insurance agent in Elkhorn is Terry Peterson at Insurance Services Incorporated, or call 764-6000.
Many locations in Iowa and Nebraska broke record high temperatures on Monday, including here in Atlantic. The temperature at the KJAN studios, which is the official National Weather Service reporting site for Atlantic, reached 65 degrees, which shattered the old record of 58 set 24 years ago. Other sites broke records dating back more than 80 years. Lincoln, Nebraska reached a high of 71 Monday. The old record there was 60 in 1931. In Omaha, the previous record of 60 in 1974 was beat by 9 degrees on Monday. Sioux City set a record high temperature for January 30th when the thermometer reached 65 degrees, breaking the record of 57 in 1964. And Des Moines also reached 65, which surpassed the old record high of 57 in 1988. Brad Small, a meteorologist at the National Weather Service office in Johnston, says Ottumwa reached 65 degrees, breaking the old record of 59. Lamoni saw 63 degrees, knocking off the old record by 3. And Webster City reached a high of 59, breaking the old record of 53 set back in 1931. State climatologist Harry Hilliker says it's been a January for the ages. That's because Iowa has a 60-degree day in January about once in every 10 years. There have been 3 so far this month with a chance to hit 60 or higher somewhere in the state today. The forecast temperature for Atlantic today is 58 degrees, and that would tie a record high set for this date in 1892. There's also the possibility of snow by Friday. The Council Bluffs Care Facility has been fined nearly $62,000 by the Federal Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services after a resident allegedly contracted gangrene following a fall and a broken leg and died. The Des Moines Register says that the Regency Rehab and Skilled Nursing Center also cited was also cited for 23 other violations during the past 12 months, including failing to follow physicians' orders, but no fines were imposed for those alleged violations. According to the report, the resident who died at the care facility had suffered a broken leg in September. A doctor gave the Regency staff instructions to keep an immobilizing device on the resident's leg, allowing the bone to heal. He told inspectors he assumed Regency staff would know to remove the device temporarily to assess the resident's skin and bathe the leg as required. The staff, however, apparently failed to remove the device and also applied ice to an open wound on the resident's heel, constricting the blood vessels and slowing the flow of blood to that area. In October, the resident was admitted to a hospital with a foot apparently consumed by gangrene. State records say the foot was nearly black due to negligence and no blood flow. The resident died on October the 27th. Other recent sanctions against Iowa nursing homes include the Friendship Home in Audubon being fined $8,000 by the state after a resident fell to the floor in a lounge area and was knocked unconscious. A resident allegedly suffered a fractured hip, facial injuries, and bruises to the head. State records say that resident died shortly after undergoing surgery to repair the hip. Police in Atlantic say a 15-year-old female was cited last Friday for allegedly assaulting another juvenile. Jordan Nielsen of Atlantic was arrested on a charge of serious assault. The teen was later released to her parents and cited in a juvenile court. The Atlantic Police Department reports also the arrest on Sunday of 26-year-old Tyler Gordon Bills of Atlantic on a charge of OWI first offense. Bills was brought to the Cass County Jail and held pending a court appearance. Cass County Sheriff's official said yesterday a pair of Adair residents were arrested last week on drug charges. 42-year-old Christina Lois Sherman and 45-year-old Charles Henry Ellings III were taken into custody Thursday on warrants for controlled substance violations. Sherman and Ellings were brought to the Cass County Jail and then released on their own recognizance. And last Wednesday, Cass County authorities arrested 25-year-old Jacob Lee Gronewald of Griswold on two district court warrants for a probation violation. Gronewald was taken to the Cass County Jail where he was being held on a $20,000 bond. And finally, in area news, the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office said Monday morning that a pickup truck stolen from Villisca over the weekend was recovered at around 5:20 p.m. Sunday in a farm field about one quarter of a mile south of Griswold. The vehicle was unoccupied. Officials say anyone with information about that incident should contact the Montgomery County Crime Stoppers at 800-432-1001. News time is 7:12.
In today's world, you need to shop around for the best insurance. Just like you shop around for the best car deal or the greatest savings on groceries. When you find that insurance, you want to know you're getting the best coverage for your dollar. That's where your independent agent can be your best friend. Your independent agent can select the best coverage for you personally. No matter what you need, life, health, home, or renter's insurance, your independent agent can recommend the best coverage for you. See one of these independent insurance agents. In Oakland and Carson, your independent insurance agents are Craig, Marcia, and Mary at the Hummel Agency. See Gail Stewart at the Adair County Mutual Insurance Association in Greenfield.
In the funeral announcements, Russell Peterson, age 86, of Kimbleton, died Friday at the Ottawa County Memorial Hospital. Funeral services for Russell Peterson will be today at 10:30 at the Kessler Funeral Home in Ottawa. Opal Dwinell, age 92, died Thursday at Mercy Hospice House in Johnston. Funeral services for Opal Dwinell will be today at 11 o'clock at the Johnson Family Funeral Home in Dexter. Raymond Drammon, age 54, of Casey, died Thursday. Funeral services for Raymond Drammon will be today at 11 o'clock at the Casey United Methodist Church. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has the arrangements. Marceline Fredrickson, age 78, of Atlantic and formerly of Hamlin, died Saturday. Funeral services for Marceline Fredrickson will be held tomorrow at 9:30 at the Kessler Funeral Home in Exira. Reba Becky Lund, age 87, of Council Bluffs and formerly of Minden, died Saturday. Funeral services for Becky Lund will be Wednesday at 10:30 at the Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Avoca. Ronald Burgeon, age 77, of Harlan, died Friday. Funeral services for Ronald Burgeon will be held on Wednesday at 11 o'clock at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Harlan. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Joseph Lucian, age 91, of Erling, died Saturday. A massive Christian burial service for Joseph Lucian will be held Wednesday at 11 a.m. at St. Joseph's Catholic Church in Erling. Paulie Jones Funeral Home of Harlan has arrangements. Michael Jewell, age 66, of Audubon, died Friday. A massive Christian burial service for Michael Jewell will be held Wednesday at 11 a.m. at St. Patrick's Catholic Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Vicki Jo Parker, age 57, of Avoca, died Friday. Memorial services for Vicki Jo Parker will be held Wednesday at 2:30 at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. 64-year-old Sherry Ann Freeman of Menlo died Saturday. Funeral services for Sherry Ann Freeman will be held on Thursday at 10 a.m. at the Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart. Walter Mordhorst, age 93, of Harlan, died Sunday. Funeral services for Walter Mordhorst will be held Thursday at 10:30 at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Harlan. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Leroy Rokholz, age 81, of Glenview, Illinois, and formerly of Adair, died Friday. Graveside services for Leroy Rokholz will be held Friday at 11 o'clock at the Dalmanutha Cemetery north of Casey. Hockenberry Family Care is handling the arrangements. And 91-year-old Eloise Peterson of Atlantic died Monday at the Heritage House. Funeral services for Eloise Peterson are pending. They will be held at the Zion Lutheran Church in Atlantic when they are scheduled. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic is in charge of the arrangements. Our news was brought to you by your independent insurance agents in Oakland and Carson. Your independent insurance agents are Craig, Marsha, and Mary at the Hummel Agency. I'm Rick Hansen, KJAN News.